Hello. Ooh. Guess my microphone is set. All right, higher right now. That's good. So today I wanted to do some more Danish stuff because everybody seems to love it. Love it. And since I speak Danish and English, why not teach y'all some conversation level stuff. Okay, so this is a conversation at a party hosted by Mads, and that name is spelled Mads, but as it's Danish, we don't pronounce the D for whatever reason, so it's Mads. The characters, I'm not sure they're. So the characters in this piece are called John or Jun and Mette, which is weird in English because that would be Metty or Meaty or I don't know, Mette. It doesn't make sense in English. So John or Mette. Anyway, so this is a conversation level English or Danish lesson, so let's just begin. I'll read it out in English first, and then I'll go through it in Danish, and then maybe I'll go into some other things. Hi, I'm John. Hi, Mette. Nice party, huh? Yeah, it is. How do you know Mess? We work together. Are you also a teacher? Yes, I am. I'm working as a substitute teacher here in Copenhagen. Are you from Copenhagen? No, I'm actually not a Dane. I'm from Namibia. Really? How exciting. How long have you been in Denmark? I've been here almost 3 months, but you speak Danish well. Thanks. My parents are Danes. My mother lives here and my father lives in Namibia. I come to visit my mother. Okay. Are you from Windhoek, then? What the hell is Windhoek? I don't know. They're not in Denmark, apparently. No, I'm from Swakopmund? What the fuck is it? It's a small town. How about you? Oh, I'm just an ordinary. Oh, okay. So, all right. Talking about cities in Namibia, I guess. I don't know. So, how about you? Oh, I'm just an ordinary Dane. I'm from Aarhus, but I live in Copenhagen. What do you do? I'm an actress. So, the way it would go is this. Hi, jeg hedder John. Hi, Mette. Fed fest, hva? Ja, det det. Hvor kender du Mads fra? Vi arbejder sammen. Du også lærer? Ja, det jeg. Jeg arbejder som vikar her i København. Kommer du fra København? Nej, jeg er faktisk ikke dansker. Jeg kommer fra Namibia. Er det rigtigt? Hvor spændende. Hvor længe har du været i Danmark? Jeg har været her næsten 3 måneder. Men du taler da flot dansk. Tak. Mine forældre er danskere. Min mor bor her, og min far bor i Namibia. Jeg kom for at besøge min mor. Okay. Kommer du så fra Windhoek? Nej, jeg kommer fra Swakopmund. Det er en lille by. Hvad med dig? Nå, jeg er bare almindelig dansker. Jeg er fra Aarhus, men jeg bor i København. Hvad laver du? Jeg er skuespiller. Okay, so that would be somewhat the level of speed that you would normally talk Danish in. Okay, so let me rehash it over again and then do it sentence to sentence, English and then Danish. Hi, I'm John. Hi. Jeg hedder John. Hej, Mette. Hej, Mette. Nice party, huh? Fed fest, hva? Yes, it is. Ja, det er det. Ja, det er det. How do you know Mads? Hvor kender du Mads fra? We work together. Vi arbejder sammen. Are you also a teacher? Er du außer Lehr? Yes, I am. Yeah, det er jeg. I'm working as a substitute teacher here in Copenhagen. Jeg arbejder som vikar her i København. Are you from Copenhagen? Kommer du fra København? No, I'm actually not a Dane. Nej, jeg faktisk ikke dansker. I'm from Namibia. Jeg kommer fra Namibia. Really? Er det rigtigt? How exciting. Hvor spændende. That's spændende, but it's spændende. It's so weird. Spændende. Spændende. How long have you been in Denmark? Hvor længe har du været i Danmark? I've been here almost 3 months. Jeg har været her i næsten 3 måneder. But you speak Danish very well. Men du taler da flot dansk. And I want to address this sentence because, I don't know, it's something that we do a lot. And I think it has something to do with how we notice that people aren't really native Danish speakers. I don't know why, but it's like, oh, but you speak Danish very well. Like, it's, I don't know, it's a weird common thing to hear from people, like complimenting others. I don't know. It seems odd to me, but it's something we do. Thanks. Tak. My parents are Danes. Mine forældre er danske. My mother lives here, and my father lives in Namibia. Min mor bor her, og min far bor i Namibia. I came to visit my mother. Jeg kom for at besøge min mor. Okay. Okay. Are you from Windhoek, then? Kommer du så fra Windhoek? No, I'm from Swakopmund. Nej, jeg kommer fra Swakopmund. It's a small town. Det er en lille by. How about you? Hvad med dig? Again, it's vel, so the H doesn't get pronounced. H-V-A-D, vel med dig. So, how about you? Vel med dig? Hvad med dig? Oh, I'm just an ordinary Dane. No, jeg er bare almindelig dansker. I'm from Aarhus, but I live in Copenhagen. Jeg er fra Aarhus, men jeg bor i København. What do you do? Hvad laver du? I'm an actress. Jeg er skuespiller. Okay. So, that's just a little, you know, if you ever need to learn conversational Danish, then you got it there. A few other things I wanted to look at is accents and dialects, because most people that talk to me don't know that I'm actually Danish or born Dane because I speak English the way I do. But the way a lot of people in Denmark sound like is more like if you speak like this and you sound like a Dane. I don't know why it is. We have like a very distinctive accent, but it's just how it sounds, and you can look at previous prime ministers and stuff, and you can see how they talk English and stuff, and I'm not much of a fan, so that is why I learned to speak English like someone who doesn't sound like a complete foreigner. Another, and I'm not going to do an audio where I speak like that because I know people have asked me before. No. Another thing is, and for some Danes, I guess it's something they want to get rid of, and for others, it's something that, for me, for example, it's something that, you know, you revert to when you go back to where you're quote unquote from. I know people often associate it with being like a dumb peasant or whatever, but talking about dialects here, and I guess some people don't like them all too much, and some people do. I'm one of the people that do like them. Just feels a part of being from Jutland that you have a certain dialect that seems more rugged. So I figure maybe I can give you an example and maybe it'll make sense. And maybe I can't. So I guess I could just take the whole John Mitta thing again. And then say it in my normal day-to-day Danish, and then what I feel are what I revert back to when I don't really think too much about it. Not that I really think about talking normally, but it's a situational thing when you're around other people. Hej og hedder John. Hej med det. Fed fest, hva? Ja, det er det. Hvor kender du Mads fra? Vi arbejder sammen. Er du også lærer? Ja, det er jeg. Jeg arbejder her som vikar i København. Kommer du fra København? Nej, jeg er faktisk ikke dansker. Jeg kommer fra Namibia. Er det rigtigt? Hvor spændende. Hvor længe har du været i Danmark? Jeg har været i næsten 3 måneder, men du taler flot dansk. Tak. Mine forældre er danskere, men jeg bor her. Min mor bor her, og jeg kommer fra Namibia. Jeg kommer for at besøge min mor. Okay. Kommer du så fra Vindhøg? Nej, jeg kommer fra Svakopmund. Det er en lille by. Hvad med dig? Nej, jeg er bare almindelig dansker. Jeg kommer fra Aarhus, men jeg bor i København. Hvad laver du? Jeg er skuespiller. So that was the normal one. And then this, it's usually slower. Dag her, John. Hej, med. Fed fest, hva? Ja, det er det egentlig. Hvor kender du så Mads fra? Vi arbejder sammen. Er du lærer? Ja, det er. Jeg kommer fra arbejde som vikar her i København. Kommer du fra København? Nej, jeg er egentlig dansker, men jeg kommer fra Namibia. Er det rigtigt? Ja, hvor spændende. Hvor længe har du været i Danmark? Jeg var her næsten i 3 måneder, men du taler flot dansk. Tak. Mine forældre er danske. Min mor bor her. Min far bor i Namibia. Jeg kommer for at besøge min mor. Okay. Kommer du så fra Vindhøg? Nej, jeg kommer fra Svakopmund. Er det Lilleborg? Hvad med dig? Jeg er bare almindelig dansk. Jeg kommer fra Aarhus, men jeg bor i København. Hvad laver du? Jeg er bare skuespiller. So, I think to me at least it's very noticeable that I change a lot of how I speak. It might sound like you're I don't know how to describe it. It might sound a little bit stupid, but fuck it, I like it. Stolt jude. But that was like an example in how to make it like very distinct. Normally, I think it's more of a mix up between the two. So yeah. Would be easier if I were talking to someone who, or if I was talking to someone who, you know, like my parents or whatever. What else is there? I mean, I guess the next logical move for this is to take it over into something naughty, like teach you how to, yeah, I'll come up with something. I hope y'all enjoyed this, and you know, if you ever wanna, if there's anything you're curious about, just ask. I'm an open book. All right, catch you later.